Hi, this is Andy with another message about why we don't make that vital telephone call. I'm sat on the stern of the ship in the early evening sun, gazing back over the ocean, looking at the coast of Mexico slowly disappearing into the horizon. And I thought, you know, it could so easily have happened that I wouldn't be here. It could so easily have happened that I would have let the fear of rejection stop me from making those phone calls, because I really feared what people were going to say. I was really worried about what people would think and what they would say. We've talked a little bit about people thinking you're selfish, and the way to combat that is by not being selfish, about thinking what's in it for them. But still, there can be that fear of rejection, fear of them not understanding what you're saying, or just saying no outright. And here's the thing, most of the people are going to say no. But it's not you they're saying no to. They are saying no because they can't see any benefit from them about what you're about to offer them. And that is not about you. That is all about them. It's about them just not being open-minded enough at the moment to have a look at something. So the really important thing, I think, is always to have an escape clause. Never try and convince anybody. Simply ring them up in order to offer them an opportunity so they can take a look at something which could well be beneficial to them. So all we're doing is ringing somebody to give them an opportunity, to offer them an opportunity to take a look at something which may well be beneficial to them. That's it. And we need to get that in our mind. We're just asking them to take a look. We're not asking them to do it. We're not asking them to do anything for us. We're simply asking them to take a look, because we think it's in their interest to do that, or at the very least it could well be in their interest. Now, my experience is that half of the people that I spoke to didn't even want to look, didn't even want to know what any of it was about. But that wasn't about me, that wasn't about anything I said, because I always approach them civilly, kindly, with the best intentions. It was just that on that particular day, they did not want to look at anything else. And so the important thing is just to say, hey, that's okay. Nothing's for everybody. Don't worry about it. I'll call you back maybe when you've got a bit more time. Obviously, the timing's not good for you now. Let's talk again when you've got a bit more time. But please don't worry about it. I really don't want you to feel that I'm chasing you or anything like that. And talk about something else. So if they say no, remember, you are just the messenger. It's the message they're saying no to. Hope that helps. Bye.